Welcome to Season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. This week, let's talk about getting that folic acid out of your diet. I know, it's poor planning on my part to start this season off with the hardest part of this whole process, but sadly, that's the only good way to start. If you skip this step, you can create mountains of problems for future you. Keeping folic acid in sounds really tempting to many people, but folic acid actually blocks the other more useful forms of folate from being utilized. This basically makes all the work you think you're doing to add in natural food sources of folate or to take expensive 5-LMTH supplements worthless. All the money you spend on those things becomes wasted as well. Folic acid also hangs out in your bloodstream as unmetabolized folic acid, abbreviated UMFA, which I am choosing to call UMFA because it's fun, which contributes to many health problems for MTHFR folks and non-MTHFR folks alike, including increased risk of many forms of cancer that's very well documented in the research. So, eliminating folic acid is step one, and ignoring it, although it's far, far easier than actually doing it, you will regret it in the long run. Honestly, it won't even serve you in the short run, because eliminating folic acid from your diet can also show you a lot about how you react to folates in general. It's a huge part of this journey, and skipping it is not a great option. I know, it's hard. Stay with me. Folate, natural folate, is vital to our functioning as humans, which is why the MTHFR mutation causes so many issues for people. It's especially vital to the healthy making of babies, which is a pretty big deal. Folate deficiency during pregnancy leads to major preventable complications like cleft palate, spina bifida, anencephaly, heart defects, low birth weight, and stillbirth. Because it's so important, many governments, most actually around the world, have adopted programs to fortify commonly eaten foods with the synthetic form of folate, which is our nemesis, folic acid. This public health measure has a tremendous impact on the rate of these birth defects, which is wonderful. By and large, it's a huge success. It just doesn't take into account people with the MTHFR mutation or a culture that generally overeats and oversupplements the way we're prone to do in North America. As a caveat to public health in general, even for MTHFR folks, some folate in the worst form, folic acid, is better than zero folate at all. So this measure does make sense for society. I'm not advocating for change there. The problems start to happen when there's either too much folic acid generally, which is now very common, or when there are too many compromised copies of the MTHFR gene, which is probably common in my listenership. So this week, if you want to follow along with this MTHFR adventure, you're ditching all of the folate fortified foods and starting with a folic acid-free diet. Nothing else should change. Just get the folic acid out of there. This includes supplements as well, so if your multivitamin B complex, energy booster, meal replacement, or whatever has folic acid in it, or says, quote-unquote, folate, on the label, then it's out. Using the words folic acid and folate is interchangeable by North American law. That's both in the US and in Canada, so you can't really trust the words. Also, folate as a natural source cannot be added to anything, because it's not shelf-stable. Folic acid can. So if there's any form of folate on the label, it is folic acid. If you're dropping supplements, try not to add anything back in right now unless it's absolutely necessary for you. We will look for particular things in the weeks to come, and there's no sense rushing out to buy something that you might be changing shortly. In the US, there are two foods that are fortified with folic acid. Those are wheat and corn, which is pretty much the backbone of every American meal out there. This means your bread, pasta, tortillas, corn chips, baked goods, even the donuts have to go. This is the moment when people's eyes bulge menacingly and a tick starts in one of their eyelids. Typically, spittle flies out of their mouth when they say, but Then what do I eat? Have no fear. There is actual food left. But you might have to look around a bit. First off, you can still have wheat products, as long as they're certified organic. In order to earn organic certification, they have to be unadulterated. In terms of bread, finding an organic option or a sprouted whole grain option is probably the best one. For pasta, there's not so many organic options, but tons of gluten-free options that are not fortified. Look for any pasta that claims to be gluten-free, or rice pasta, which is made of rice and therefore also not fortified. For baked goods, you're going to be in a bit of trouble. There are lots of gluten-free options, but if you're used to the smorgasbord of wheat-based options, they seem limited. Sorry. Even baking at home has to be a little bit different, because wheat flour that you buy as flour is also mostly enriched. Some whole wheat flour is safe, but some still has added folate, so read your labels. If it says enriched or folic acid or folate anywhere on there, no good. So I can see that tick under your eye intensifying, so just let me reassure you, there is also every meat, veggie, fruit, and nut option under the sun. It's really just your major sources of carbs that are taking a hit. I know, that's pretty thin reassurance for everybody. This is the hardest part of this whole thing. It's the hardest thing I will ever ask you to do, so stick with me. It's all so much simpler from here. Just keep using your symptom tracker that you started last week, if you're following along, to see if you notice anything from the folate elimination. Probably you'll notice that, you know, you're a bit hungrier and grumpier. People are often, though, surprised to find something as mundane as bread can be causing them so much mental and physical pain. I've had many, many clients who've had depression lift just from getting folic acid out of their diet. I've had many clients whose inflammation and pain levels went down. It's very common for this to be causing a far bigger problem than you could ever realize. It's a bit last minute, but I'm offering a course starting September 15th called Methylfolate Masterclass to answer the number one question I get, which is, how do I know when I'm taking the right dose of 5-LMTHF? If you're interested, you can find out more at tohealthwiththat.com, but register now because the cart closes Monday the 13th at midnight. Actually, I suppose it's Tuesday morning at midnight, Monday at 11:59. Thank you so much for listening today. If any of you are brave enough to come back next week, we'll lighten it all up with talk about some amazing high folate foods that you can add into your diet to give your body good sources of natural folate and also to test your reaction to natural folates. It'll be great. To everyone who did not throw their device out the window when I started talking about not eating wheat, thanks for hanging in there.